When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Market Watch is proudly brought to you by TopSport, home of the TopSport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
This is a cracker on Friday night. Suncorp Stadium, absolutely huge. So Ezra Mam is back. Selwyn Cobbo both set to play. Jordan Rickey has got a facial cut at training. He'll be right for the game. Corey Oates named as 18th man. So that's the Bronx. The Roosters, Victor Radley included in the reserves, could be in for Siwa Wong. They've got to make a final call today. Daniel Tupou returns as well. Tristan, this is an absolute beauty. Clearly, match of the round.
Yeah, absolute cracker. And there has been a strong push for the Broncos on the back of those couple of ins on the team list, where the line's gone from 5.5 out to 7.5, and it's $1.42 the Broncos, $2.88 the Roosters, 7.5 the line, as I say, $1.90 take your pick, 41.5. Obviously, the line moved on the back of Ezra Mann being named in that side. There hasn't been a lot of action since we've got that line at 7.5, so it looks pretty solid. The Roosters were obviously very impressive last weekend against the Dragons, but step up in class here. But this is obviously a rematch from Vegas, where there'll be a bit of fire, I'd imagine, between these two sides. So 7.5 to me, cracking game. I think the plus looks a little bit of value in my eyes.
Yeah, what a good game. And, you know, I went over these numbers a number of times because, you know, they're two of my top four teams, but I think the numbers are probably about right, even though for, you know, one team in my top four playing another team in my top four with a bit of home advantage, 7.5 does look like a little bit too wide when they're both strong competitors. I think the key here is what level and quality of defence do the Roosters bring, because at their best, I think that's one of their strengths, and that's what they're going to need to shut down this Broncos team and the spark and silky attack that they can play and open up. But the Roosters actually do have a very strong recent record against the Broncos, 1-4 of the last six, and a couple of those have been in Brisbane. But I do think the gap is probably about right. Marm back, Cobbo in the centres. They just roll forward. I still think that they're potentially one big middle short of where I'd love them to be to go on and win the premiership, but this is just a cracking matchup. I don't know that there's a lot of depth in the form of the Roosters' win last week, other than the fact that I like that Walker was absolutely outstanding, probably the best game he's played for the club. He's another absolute talent. I thought it played a number of other guys into form, and they built some confidence out of that, which is the right week to take it to Brisbane. Great matchup. I'm with the Broncos. I'm really looking forward to the game. I want to see what the Roosters bring in defence, and then a little bit of spark from their seven.
Can you work out what's going on, Jared? Ashley Klein missed a game last week. Now he gets the best game of the round. Jared Sutton's one of the best referees in the league. He doesn't have a game this week.
Absolutely staggering, Jimmy. When I saw the appointments on Tuesday, I went, wow.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to it. In the week that Luke Keary announces that he's going to retire at the end of the year for this big game, the other thing that I think is really important, Roosters have an 8-day turnaround. The Broncos have a 6-day turnaround. I think that is significant, especially, look, I know it was only cramping, but Adam Reynolds and Reece Walsh had their impact down there. In that game against the West Tigers. I think, stay with me, boys. This has got overs written all over it, hasn't it? 41.5. Yep. So surely. And I like what you say about Sam Walker. Like, he's such a unique half. He plays in a different fashion, this kicking that he does, and it doesn't matter what tackle it is. If he sees space at the back, and he caught Tyrell Sloan out a couple of times, and his teammates got on board with it. I think Crichton was exceptional. Manu got himself into the game. Brandon Smith was good. Connor Watson was excellent. So all of these players, as you say, returning to a bit of form, even though I love what the Broncos are doing. I think the plus 7.5 is the way I'd be going at this one as well, too. And I love the over 41.5.
And on the overs, Jimmy, I mean, the Broncos' record at home, I think six of their last seven, the total points have gone over. They love playing here. They love night games here, and that's where they do rattle up points. And the Roosters clearly have got to go with them in attack. So I think you're on the money there.